France Musique.
The next stop is 42nd Street.
Come here, Vinny.
Laurent Vallière, 42e rue.
Bonjour à tous, bonjour à toutes. Elle va fêter le 16 octobre prochain ses 95 ans. En France, et à vrai dire dans le monde entier, on la connaît surtout pour le rôle de Jessica Fletcher, cette auteure âgée de romans policiers qui joue les détectives amateurs dans la série Arabesque. Mais le monde de la comédie musicale la connaît surtout, car elle est l'une des plus grandes actrices du genre. À son actif, plusieurs créations de rôles dans des œuvres majeures, un jeu digne des meilleurs acteurs anglais rompus à Shakespeare, et une voix puissante et même parfois élevée. Angela Lansbury est aujourd'hui sur la grande affiche de la 42e rue, le rendez-vous des amoureux de la comédie musicale chaque dimanche sur France Musique. Voici un exemple parfait. Elle crée en 1979 à Broadway le rôle de Nellie Lovett dans Sweeney Todd de Stephen Sondheim, cette charcutière à Londres au 19e siècle dont le voisin du dessus, barbier de son état, égorge ses clients. Un numéro où la charcutière a soudain l'idée d'utiliser les victimes pour en faire des tourtes. A Little Priest, Angela Lansbury en folle illuminée en duo avec Len Cariou.
That's all very well, but what are we going to do about the Italian?
Later on, when it's dark, we'll take him out of the trunk and bury him.
Well, yes, of course, we could do that. I don't suppose he's got any relatives going to come poking around looking for him. Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name as? Ad has. Nor it can't be traced. Business needs a lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift. As a gift. If you get my drift. No? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Ha!
Good, you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better using only pussycats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe 6 or 7 at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
and
it
only practical and
yet
appropriate
waste.
As always. Mrs. Lovett, how I've lived without
idea.
You all these years, I'll never know.
Think
I'll
about it,
electable.
Lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shame. Won't they think of
choice
all their ways?
Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd, what, Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are we to deny it in here? Ah, these are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett. And desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Have you any dean?
No, but if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean. Though, of course, it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy, no, sir. Look closer. you'll notice it grows up.
Looks thicker, more like thicker.
No, it has to be grosser. It's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of grapes, do a lot of relatives favors.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below.
Now let me see. We've got Tinker.
No. Something pinker.
Taylor.
Paler.
Butler.
Sutler.
Potter.
Hotter.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of clock.
Maybe for a lock.
Then again, the sweep, if you want it cheap and you like it dark. Try the financier, peak of his career.
That looks pretty rank.
Well, he drank, it's a bank cashier. Last one really sold, wasn't quite so old.
Have you any Beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now, this might be a bit stringy, but then, of course, it's a fiddle player.
No, this isn't fiddle player. It's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear that everybody goes down well with me.
Marine doesn't appeal to you. How about Rear Admiral?
Too salty. I prefer General.
With or without his privates?
What is that?
It's fop. Finest in the shop. And we have some shepherds pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. He's a politician, so oily. He's served with a doily of one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Try the fryer, fry the dryer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
That actor, that's compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High, born, and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
Angela Lansbury, Hélène Carew qui compare le goût d'un prêtre et celui d'un juge égorgé dans Sweeney Todd. C'était Little Priest, Stephen Sondheim, le compositeur et le parolier en 1979 à Broadway. Angela Lansbury est britannique, elle naît à Londres en 1925. Son grand-père est l'un des dirigeants du parti Labour, sa mère, une actrice d'origine irlandaise, qui se produit dans le West End. Angela Lansbury suit enfant des cours de piano, de chant, de comédie, se produit dans des spectacles à l'école, mais la Seconde Guerre mondiale, les bombardements allemands sur Londres, incite la famille à partir aux États-Unis. D'abord New York, où la jeune Angela Lansbury poursuit ses études de comédie et de chant, Montréal, où elle chante les chansons de Noël Coward dans un club, le Samovar, et puis enfin Hollywood. En 1944, à 19 ans, elle décroche un premier rôle et une première nomination aux Oscars dans Gaslight de Georges Cukor aux côtés de Charles Boyer et d'Ingrid Bergman. Suit un contrat en bonne et due forme à la Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer de 7 ans, où elle incarne souvent des personnages plus âgés qu'elle. Et parfois, elle chante. Alors souvent, elle est doublée, comme dans les Harvey Girls, aux côtés de Judy Garland. Et puis parfois, on entend sa voix, comme dans Le Portrait de Dorian Gray, qui lui vaut une deuxième nomination aux Oscars. Elle incarne une jeune chanteuse de cabaret dont Dorian Gray tombe amoureux. Elle y chante Little Yellow Bird.
I give you the sweetheart of the two turtles, our own Sybil Vane.
The snow was very plentiful, and crumbs were very few, when a weather-beaten sparrow threw a mansion window flew. Her eye fell on a golden cage, a sweet love song she heard, sung by a pet canary there, a handsome yellow bird. He said to her, "Miss Sparrow, I've been struck by Cupid's arrow. Will you share my cage with me?" She looked up at his castle with its ribbon and its tassel, and in plaintive tones said she, "Goodbye, little yellow bird, I'd rather brave the cold on a leafless tree than a prisoner be in a cage of gold."
"I'll gladly introduce you, sir, but she's proud. She won't meet anybody."
"Come, my delightful dove, descend and make a pilgrimage with me among these mortals."
The spoiled and petted yellow bird could scarce believe it true that a common sparrow should refuse a bird with blood so blue. He told her the advantages of riches and of gold. She answered that her liberty for gold could not be sold. She said, "I must be going," but he cried, "No, no, it's snowing, and the wintry winds do blow. Stay with me, my little dearie, for without you 'twould be dreary." But she only sighed,
I like to watch. I would.
Dangle me upon your knee.
And if I could.
Out alongside me, my lovely tie. Out alongside with me.
What a daisy.
Autre chanson des débuts d'Angela Lansbury, c'est en 1946, elle a 21 ans, elle joue dans La pluie qui chante, un film de la Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer qui raconte la carrière du compositeur de Showboat, Jérôme Kern. Elle interprétait ce « How would you like to spoon with me ?» qu'elle reprendra 40 ans plus tard dans le rôle de Jessica Fletcher dans l'un des épisodes de la série Arabesque.
I don't know why I am so very shy. I always was demure. I never knew what silly lovers do. No flirting I'd endure. In all my life I never kissed a man. I never winked my eye. But now at last I'm going to break the ice. So how'd you like to try? How'd you like to spoon with me? How'd you like to spoon with me?
I would.
Sit beneath an oak tree large and shady. Call me little Tootsie Wootsie baby. How'd you like to hug and squeeze?
I would.
Dangle me upon your knees. How'd you like to be my lovey-dovey? How'd you like to spoon with me?
42e rue, Laurent Vallière, France Musique.
Pour Angela Lansbury, le passage à la gloire et à la comédie musicale et à Broadway arrive en 1963, elle a 38 ans, par le biais d'une lettre que lui envoie Arthur Lawrence, le librettiste de West Side Story. Il l'a peut-être vu, Angela Lansbury, sur scène dans la version de l'Hôtel du Libre-Échange de Georges Feydeau à Broadway, ou dans la pièce de théâtre britannique Taste of Honey, où elle incarnait une affreuse mère qui tyrannise sa fille. Entre-temps, Angela Lansbury avait aussi enchaîné les rôles au cinéma, des rôles souvent plus âgé qu'elle. Arthur Lawrence vient d'écrire une comédie musicale composée par Stephen Sondheim qui parle de dictature, de désinformation, d'asile de fous et pose la question de la folie dans la société. La mairesse d'une petite ville américaine dont la ville est en faillite trouve une solution pour la sauver, prétendre qu'elle recèle une fontaine miraculeuse et promouvoir le tourisme. Mais l'infirmière du seul commerce qui marche en ville, un asile de fous, découvre la supercherie et bientôt les fous vont s'évader de leur asile et on ne pourra plus les repérer dans les rues. Arthur Lawrence et Stephen Sondheim pensent à Angela Lansbury pour ce rôle de mairesse dure, haineuse et menteuse. Ils vont jusqu'à Los Angeles pour lui faire passer une audition. La partition est jazzy en diable, la voix est puissante, l'audace vraiment grande de la part de Stephen Sondheim et Arthur Lawrence. Elle n'a jamais joué à Broadway. Écoutez-la dans cette profession de foi au début du spectacle, lorsque la mairesse explique à ses administrés qu'elle fait corps avec sa ville. Moi et ma ville, Angela Lansbury.
Everyone hates me, yes, yes. being the mayoress, yes. All of the peasants throw rocks in my presence, which causes me nervous distress, yes. Ooh, oh. My town battered about, everyone in it would like to get out. Me and my town, we just wanna be loved. Stores are for rent, theaters are dark, grass on the sidewalks, but not in the park. Me and my town, we just wanna be loved. The people are starving, so they sleep the day through. My poor little people, what can they do? Who asked you? Come on the train, come on the bus. Somebody please buy a ticket to us. Hurry on down, we need a little red eye. Love me, love my town. Ooh, ooh.
And I'm feeling blue.
And who took over the bankruptcy?
Me, boys, me.
CC.
Me, boys, me.
Bankrupt. Tell us, Cora, how you are.
I just got back from the reservoir.
And what's the state of the water supply?
Dry, boys, dry.
My, my.
Dry, boys, dry.
Aye, aye.
And civic pride.
Civic pride.
Well, I look around and what do I see? I see no crops.
No crops.
I see no business.
No business.
To the north, to the south, only open mouth.
To the east, to the west, no community chest.
I see a terrible depression all over the town.
Oh, a terrible depression, yes, a terrible depression.
What a terrible depression, and I'm so depressed I can hardly talk on the phone. I feel all alone.
But the lady has responsibilities. Responsibilities.
To all my poor, yeah, starving, yeah, cold, yeah, miserable, yeah, dirty, yeah, dreary, yeah, depressing, yeah, peasants.
A lady has responsibilities, responsibilities.
To try to be popular with the populace.
She's unpopular with the populace. Unpopular with the populace. Unpopular with the populace. Unpopular with the populace.
Everyone here hates me at length. Probably lynch me if they had the strength. But me and my town, me and my town, we just want to be loved.
We just want to be loved, we just want to be loved.
Just loved.
Our friendship is lovely and the courtship sublime. But give her a township.
Township every time. What'll we do? Me and my town. Gotta do something or we're gonna drown.
Give me my vote, give me my crown, give me your vote and hurry on down.
Show me how much you think,
yeah,
of me.
Love me, love my town.
Where's that boy with the bugle? My little love, who was always my big romance. Where's that boy with the bugle? And why did I ever buy him those damn long pants? Did he need a stronger hand? Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment when he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today, were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man and forget the child? And there must have been a million things that my heart forgot to say. Would I think of one or two if he walked into my life today? Should I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame, I never really found the boy before I lost him. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd, all too lush and loud, and not enough of me? Though I'll ask myself my whole life long, what went wrong along the way? Would I make the same mistakes if he walked into my life today? If that boy with a bugle walked into my life today?
Anyone can whistle, n'importe qui peut sonner l'alerte, si on traduisait le titre en français, de Stephen Sondheim et Arthur Lawrence est un flop. Le spectacle reste seulement 9 jours à l'affiche, certainement trop en avant sur son temps, trop transgressif. Un spectacle qui reste encore d'actualité aujourd'hui avec toute la problématique de la désinformation et des lanceurs d'alerte, qu'on appelle d'ailleurs en anglais les whistleblowers. Mais vous les avez entendus, des musiques jazzy et puissantes de Stephen Sondheim. Il y en a un qui assiste au spectacle à l'une des 9 représentations. C'est le compositeur de Hello Dolly, Jerry Herman. Il découvre Angela Lansbury. Il est en train d'écrire Mame. C'est l'adaptation d'un roman drôlatique de Patrick Dennis. Portrait d'une femme fantasque, émancipée, imprévisible, dont la vie est régie par un principe intangible, la liberté, eh bien, il va offrir le premier rôle à Angela Lansbury, un rôle de femme plus grand que nature qu'affectionne le compositeur Jerry Herman. C'était un extrait « If he walked into my life ». Angela Lansbury qui sera l'héroïne de la comédie musicale suivante de Jerry Herman. Cette fois, c'est l'adaptation de la pièce française de Jean Giraudoux, « La folle de Chaillot ». Encore un rôle de femme plus grande que nature. Elle incarne cette fois une comtesse clocharde et sublime qui déjoue les plans de promoteurs qui veulent transformer Paris en un immense forage de puits de pétrole. C'est un rôle omniprésent qui mélange encore une fois la gouaille, la folie et des numéros extravagants. Il y a notamment ce moment particulièrement émouvant où la jeune femme, la jeune clocharde, explique qu'elle vit dans son monde, qu'elle n'aime pas trop la réalité. I don't want to know.
If music is no longer lovely, if laughter is no longer lilting,
if lovers are no longer loving, then I don't want to know. If summer is no longer carefree, if children are no longer singing, if people are no longer happy, then I don't want to know. Let me hide every truth from my eyes with the back of my hand. Let me live in a world full of lies with my head in the sand. For my memories all are exciting, my memories all are enchanted, my memories burn in my head with a steady glow. So if my friends, if love is dead, I don't want to know. If music is no longer lovely, if laughter is no longer lilting, if lovers are no longer loving, then I don't want to know. If summer is no longer carefree, if children are no longer singing, if people are no longer happy, then I don't want to know. Let me hide every truth from my eyes with the back of my hand. Let me live in a world full of lies with my head in the sand. For my memories all are exciting, my memories all are enchanted, my memories burn in my head with a steady glow. So if my friends, if love is dead, I don't want to know.
The hottest July 4th in the memory of man. And there I was, helping to put my mate of 20-some years back into the red clay earth from whence he sprang. Part of me was bursting with sheer pride. I think you'll believe me, coming from your wife. Darling, you just never looked better in your life. You made me proud. Today you made me proud, boy. Take it from your wife. You never look better in your life. Seeing you all dressed up, lying in repose, I recall the last time we went buying clothes. You said just a jacket, but how can you dispute? There's always an occasion for a blue shirt suit. You made me proud. Today you made me proud, boy. Take it from your wife. You never look better in your life. You made me proud. Today you made me proud, boy. Take it from your wife. You never look better. Them folks put you together. Never, never, never look better in your life.
En Angela Lansbury sur la grande affiche de la 42e rue aujourd'hui sur France Musique. Alors, elle est la star d'un autre spectacle. Sa présence sur scène n'est pas toujours synonyme de succès. Après Dear World, La Folle de Chaillot en comédie musicale qui ne rencontre pas son public. La pièce suivante, dont on vient d'entendre un extrait, non plus. Ça s'intitule Pretty Belle. C'est inspiré d'un roman intitulé Pretty Belle, l'histoire d'un viol et d'une résurrection. Encore un personnage audacieux, un personnage extravagant. Une femme qui écrit ses mémoires en 1968, mariée autrefois à un shérif raciste et qui, une fois son mari disparu, en découvrant la vérité, tente de réparer les injustices commises, s'offre sexuellement à des hommes mexicains et africains et est attaquée par les hommes du Ku Klux Klan et qui, finalement, se réfugie dans un asile de fous. Le titre s'intitulait « You Never Looked Better », une comédie musicale composée par Julie Stein, créée à Boston. On est en 1971 et Angela Lansbury décide de retourner en Angleterre, mais elle ne perd pas de vue la comédie musicale et elle va retrouver Arthur Lawrence, le librettiste de « Anyone Can Whistle », qui souhaite lui confier le rôle-titre de « Gypsy ». « Gypsy », c'est une œuvre forte, terrible, basé sur l'autobiographie d'une vedette américaine du striptease qui se concentre en fait sur sa mère, femme qui rêvait de monter sur scène et réaliser son rêve à travers ses enfants. Le rôle avait été créé à Broadway à la fin des années 50 par S.L. Merman. C'est un spectacle qui a connu un énorme succès. S.L. Merman avait une voix très puissante, mais elle n'était quand même pas la meilleure actrice. Et Arthur Lawrence écrit « Angela Lansbury a les tripes pour ce rôle ». Il estime qu'elle va pouvoir donner toute sa force au personnage et en particulier lors du dernier numéro, la crise de nerfs sur scène de ce personnage qui s'y croit, qui croit que c'est son tour, que ça y est, elle est une star. Ça s'intitule « Rosie's Turn ». Le voici, ce titre interprété à Londres puis à Broadway par Angela Lansbury. Arthur Lawrence écrit dans ses mémoires « C'était glaçant, émouvant, exactement la scène comme j'avais écrite ».
With what I've been holding down inside of me. If I ever let it out, there wouldn't be signs big enough. There wouldn't be lights bright enough. Here she is, boys! Here she is, world! Here's Rose! Got it, or you ain't. And boys, I got it. You like it? Well, I got it. Some people got it and make it pay. Some people can't even give it away. This people's got it, and this people's spreading it around. Oh, you've had it. Hello, everybody. My name is Rose. What's yours? How do you like them egg rolls, Mr. Goldstone? Hold your hands and hallelujah. Mama's gonna show it to ya. Here comes Mama. Mama's singing out. Mama's doing fine. Mama's getting hot. Mama's going strong. Mama's moving on. Mama's all alone. Mama doesn't care. Mama's letting loose. Mama's got the stuff. Mama's letting go. Mama. Mama. Mama's got the stuff. Mama's gotta move. Mama's gotta go. Mama. Mama. Mama's gotta let go. Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love and what does it get you? What does it get you? One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life and what does it get you? Thanks a lot and out for the garbage. They take bows and you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It
wasn't for me, Hurley, and if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rosalie? Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway worker off of my runway. Starting now, I bat a thousand. This time, boys, I'm taking the vows, and everything's coming up.
Angela Lansbury dans Gypsy, composé par Julie Stein.
42e rue, Laurent Vallière, France Musique.
Et puis voilà le grand moment, Sweeney Todd. Angela Lansbury se voit offrir le rôle de Nellie Lovett, la charcutière, l'amie du barbier égorgeur de Londres, Sweeney Todd. Elle explique dans une interview, ce spectacle était pour moi l'opportunité parfaite de mettre sur scène mon sens de l'humour britannique, que je voulais un jour montrer, et ma capacité d'incarner un personnage londonien avec son accent cockney. Quand on lui dit que Stephen Sondheim a certainement écrit le rôle sur mesure pour elle, elle répond, on a pu entendre enfin ma voix de soprano dans Sweeney Todd. Je n'ai jamais pris de cours de chant, mais plus jeune, j'étais une soprano avec une voix plutôt élevée. Quand j'ai commencé à faire de la comédie musicale, on utilisait souvent ma voix sur un registre de voix intermédiaire. Cette fois, je pouvais l'utiliser pleinement. J'ai développé ce registre élevé pour Sweeney Todd. La voici, avec son accent cockney, Angela Lansbury dans Sweeney Todd, en train de rêver dans le rôle de Miss Lovett, qu'elle passe de merveilleuses vacances au bord de la mer avec Sweeney Todd.
Oh, Mr. Todd, I'm so happy I could eat you up, I really could. You know what I'd like to do, Mr. Todd. What I dream, if the business stays as good, where I really like to go in a year or so. Don't you want to know?
Of course.
Do you really want to know?
Yes, yes, I do, I do.
By the sea, Mr. Todd, that's the life I have it. By the sea, Mr. Todd, oh, I know you'd love it. You and me, Mr. T, we could be alone in a house what we'd almost own down by the sea.
Anything you say.
Wouldn't that be smashing? With the sea at our gate, we'll have kip and herring. What have swum to a strait from the Straits of Bering. Every night in the kip, when we're through our kip, I'll be there slipping off your slippers by the sea with the fishy splashing by the sea. Wouldn't that be smashing down by the sea?
Anything you say, anything you say.
I can see us waking, the breakers breaking, the seagulls squawking. With you, you, I warm me bones on the Esplin night. A tea and scones with me gay young blade. Then I'll knit a sweater while you write a letter. Unless we got better to do.
Anything you say.
Think how snug it'll be underneath our flannel when it's just you and me and the English Channel in our cozy retreat, kept all neat and tidy. We'll have chums over every Friday by the sea.
Anything you say.
Don't you love the weather by the sea? We'll go on together by the sea. Ooh, by the beautiful sea. Oh, I can see us now in our bathing dresses. You in a nice navy and me stripes, perhaps. It'll be so quiet that who'll come by it except the seagull. Ooh, ooh, we shouldn't try it though till it's legal for two. But a seaside wedding could be divided. Me round demise. Me, I little platter, I'll turn into butter the moment I mutter, I do. By the sea in our nest, we could share our kippers with the odd paying guest from the weekend trippers. Have a nice sunny suite for the guests to rest in now and then. You could do that guesting by the sea. Marry nice and proper by the sea. Bring along your chopper to the seaside. Oh, by the beautiful sea. Villa of the Baron de Signac, where I spent a somewhat infamous year. At the Villa of the Baron de Signac, I had ladies in attendance, fire opal pendants, liaisons, what's happened to them? Liaisons today. Disgraceful. What's become of them? Some of them hardly pay their shoddy way. What once was a rare champagne is now just an amiable hock. What once was a villa at least is digs. What once was a gown with train is now just a simple little frock. What once was a sumptuous feast is figs. No, not even figs. Raisins. Ah, liaisons. Oh dear, now where was I? Where was I? Oh yes. At the palace of the Duke of Ferrara, who was prematurely deaf, but a dear. At the palace of the Duke of Ferrara, I acquired some position, plus a Tinetition. Liaisons, what's happened to them? Liaisons today. To see them, indiscriminate women, it pains me more than I can say. The lack of taste that they display. Where is style? Where is skill? Where is forethought? Where's discretion of the heart? Where's passion of the art? Where's craft? With a smile and a will, but with more thought, I acquired a chateau extravagantly overstaffed. Too many people muddle sex with mere desire, and when emotion intervenes, the nets descend. It should on no account perplex or worse inspire. It's but a pleasurable means to a measurable end. Why does no one comprehend? Let us hope this lunacy is just a trend. Oh, where was I? Where was I? Oh, yes. In the castle of the King of the Belgians, we would visit through a false chiffonier. In the castle of the King of the Belgians, who, when things got rather touchy, deeded me a duchy. Liaisons, what's happened to them? Liaisons today. Untidy. Take my daughter, I taught her. I tried my best to point the way. I even named her Desiree. In a world where the kings are employers, where the amateur prevails and delicacy fails to pay. In a world where the princes are lawyers, what can anyone expect except to recollect liaison?
Angela Lansbury restera fidèle à Stephen Sondheim entre 1984 et 1996. Elle se fait rare sur scène car elle est à Hollywood, elle tourne la série Arabesque. Mais lorsqu'elle revient en 2010, à l'âge de 85 ans, c'est dans le rôle de la vieille Madame Armfeld dans la nouvelle production de A Little Night Music aux côtés de Catherine Zeta-Jones. Elle incarne cette vieille courtisane, mère d'une comédienne héroïne de l'histoire. Et elle chante ses liaisons, ses amours qui ont changé avec le siècle. Auparavant, Angela Lansbury aura aussi chanté sur scène dans la production de l'Opéra des Gueux, l'opéra de John Gay, qui a inspiré à Kurt Weill l'opéra de Katsu. Elle incarnait Madame Pitchoum. La voici par exemple en duo avec Kirite Kanawa. C'est le National Philharmonic Orchestra sous la direction de Richard Boninge.
So pleased me, what I did you must have done.
The wiles of men you should resist, be wooed at length, but never won.
But 'tis so test me. So please me, what I did you must have done. But 'tis so teased me,
but he so teased thee,
and he so
as old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. As old as time, tune as old as song, bitter, sweet, and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale. name as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
On a encore vu Angela Lansbury tout récemment, c'était dans le remake de Mary Poppins avec Emily Blunt, le retour de Mary Poppins, et puis elle avait marqué le grand public en interprétant la chanson-titre du dessin animé de Walt Disney, La Belle et la Bête. C'était elle, la voix de la théière, qui prenait vie aux côtés de l'horloge Big Ben et du chandelier Lumière sur une musique d'Alan Menken. Voilà, Angela Lansbury, une magnifique carrière et une inspiration pour nombre d'artistes du théâtre musical. Dans l'actualité, on vous conseille mercredi soir une soirée spéciale du Festival de Saint-Denis autour des musiques de George Gershwin et de Leonard Bernstein, avec la trompettiste Lucienne Renaudin-Vary, la chanteuse soul Laura Mvula, l'Orchestre National d'Île-de-France sous les directions de Troy Miller. Alors il faut réserver à l'avance en écrivant à réservation@festival-saint-denis.com. Un concert gratuit. On écoute pour se quitter un extrait de l'album de Lucienne Renaudin-Vary, intitulé Mademoiselle in New York, où elle revisitait notamment I Love You Porgy de George Gershwin dans Porgy and Bess. Infos sur la page de 42e rue sur francemusique.fr. Vous y trouverez également la programmation musicale de l'émission. Notez notre prochain concert en direct et en public du Carreau du Temple. Ça sera dimanche 11 octobre. On célébrera quelqu'un d'important dans la communauté musicale qui nous a quittés malheureusement avant la crise du Covid, qui devait être notre invité, Alain Marcel, adaptateur en France de Kiss Me Kate, My Fair Lady, La Cage aux Folles. Une heure de fête avec ses amis intitulée Vive Alain Marcel. Les réservations ouvrent demain sur maisondelaradio.fr. 42e rue, Laurent Vallière, Manu Couturier à la technique, Martine Moni à la production, Céline Parfenoff à la réalisation. On vous souhaite un très bon dimanche. Dans un instant, vous retrouverez Marina Chiche sur les routes du Tour de France.
Rideau.
À réécouter sur francemusique.fr.